Carefully Designed and Loved by Bobby Downey, a member of the editorial staff at the Apostolic Faith Headquarters office in Portland, Oregon. A few years ago, I became a great aunt, and recently I gained two more great nephews within a few weeks' time. It was so exciting! These precious babies, so anticipated, will be loved, treasured, and I'm certain very spoiled by all of the extended family. It brings to mind when their parents were children, how we all loved attending their special events, giving them gifts, and taking them fun places. Every child deserves to be so cherished, but sadly, in our broken world, that is not always the case. When I hear of mothers who choose to end a pregnancy, young people so troubled that they attempt to take their own lives, or older people who lose the will to live, it breaks my heart. Laws in our country, as well as others, have encouraged this problem, showing how little value society around us places on human life. But what does God say about the value of a life? What does He think of us? Even more than I love my dear family members, God loves every individual. Each one is precious to Him. We were lovingly created. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee." Although God said these words to Jeremiah, the same can be said of us. God knew us even before we were born. And not only did He know us, but He created us. He chose our hair colors, the shape of our noses, our personalities, and our natural abilities. He loved us from the beginning and carefully designed every feature and characteristic. The Bible also states that God made us in His own image. We read in Genesis 1:26-27, "And God said, 'Let us make man in our image, after our likeness.' So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them." God did not make a mistake in designing us. He lovingly created us in His own image, yet with all our own specific details. We are His precious creation, and in His eyes we are priceless. The psalmist recognized this and stated in Psalm 139:14, "I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." Have you ever created something that you felt turned out especially good? I like to do a variety of crafts, and when one turns out well, there is definite pleasure in the results. We are God's living, breathing creation. He is pleased with us, and if we live for Him, His pleasure is complete. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." God wants a relationship with us. In the beginning, God created Adam and Eve, the first man and woman. Every day He would walk and talk with them, and they shared a very special bond. When Adam and Eve sinned, it broke that relationship, but not God's hope for a relationship with every individual descended from them. With the plan of salvation came the solution for restoring the connection between God and man. And that is what He desires for each one of us. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." We are worth so much to God that He sent His Son to die for us, so that we can have everlasting life with Him. I have a few friends that, although we can't get together often, we love to have coffee dates when we can. It always warms my heart to think someone would want to spend time with me that way. God wants more than just an occasional coffee date with us. He wants to walk and talk with us daily, as He did in the beginning with Adam and Eve. When we receive the salvation He offers us, we begin a beautiful friendship with God, our Creator, just as He desires. Our imperfections do not determine our worth. We all have those days when things just don't go right. Maybe our skills aren't up to the level we need for a project. Perhaps we make a mistake because of a lack of information. Or something we say just doesn't come out right, creating an awkward situation. It is easy in these circumstances to feel as if we are not good enough, worthless, or at the very least, imperfect. There is another word for it, human. No one is perfect. Although it is not pleasant to make mistakes, unfortunately, it is part of life. Mistakes are different than sins. A sin is an act of willful disobedience, not a mistake or an oversight. When we come to God in repentance for our sins, He forgives us and gives us the power to live a life of victory over sin. Then, when we approach Him for sanctification, He purifies our hearts, taking out the very desire to sin and making us morally perfect. But we are still human. We have limited knowledge and abilities. We still make mistakes. When I was seeking for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I struggled for a time with clearly recognizing the difference between sins and mistakes. I would make mistakes and then sometimes worry that maybe I had sinned or displeased God. God helped me to finally realize that when our hearts are right with Him, He has a lot of patience for our mistakes, especially when we have the desire to improve. Eventually, my prayers turned from self-reproach to praises for God's goodness, and I received the experience I was seeking. While we live on this earth, we are not perfect, but if we live according to God's will, we can be pleasing to Him. God does not base our worth on our imperfections. God cares about every detail of our lives. At times, we may feel invisible, as if no one notices us or cares about us. But God notices us, and He cares. Matthew 10:29-31 says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall to the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows." God sees us every minute of every day. He is very interested in all that we do. In our church services, many testify of answers to prayer, big and small. Sometimes it's the small answers that help us see just how much God cares for us. A while back, a mother testified that her son had lost one of his shoes. Although it might seem like a small thing, it was important to her that the shoe be found so they wouldn't have to buy a new pair. After searching unsuccessfully, she finally knelt in prayer and, uncharacteristically, bent her head clear to the floor, asking for God's help. In that position, she opened her eyes and saw, way back under the bed, her son's shoe. God cared about this small problem, and He answered. When we are happy or sad, confident or confused, sick or healthy, God knows and He cares. In Matthew 6:9-13, when Jesus' disciples asked Him how to pray, He gave what we know as the Lord's Prayer, which begins, "Our Father." He wants us to look to Him as a loving Father we can trust to supply our every need, because He truly does care. He wants us to be with Him forever. Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." If we are saved, that expected end is heaven. And while we are on this earth, it is a good life walking with Him and serving Him. In John 14:2-3, we read, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." God is preparing a place so wonderful and beautiful that the human mind cannot comprehend it. That place is for those who are saved and are walking faithfully with Jesus. It is where we will be with Jesus forever. He wants our relationship with Him to continue for all of eternity, and in heaven, it will be face to face, not merely through prayer and faith as it is here on earth. God wants everyone to be ready for heaven. That's why He sent His only Son, Jesus, to prepare the way for us. John 3:15-16 tells us that He is not willing that any perish, but that all would have eternal life. He cares so much about us that He gave the very best He had, His Son, Jesus, so that we can live with Him forever. The world's measure versus God's measure. The world says our worth is found in outward beauty, talent, fame, riches, and success. God says inward beauty, which comes from Him, is what is truly beautiful, and that our worth comes from being God's creation. The world's criteria for worth is very shallow, fleeting, and temporary. God's standard is deep, immovable, and doesn't fade or diminish with time. If you ever wonder, "Does God love me?" or "Am I worth anything?" just look into God's Word. It is filled with His love for us. Scripture reinforces God's love for us, His children. 1 John 3:1 says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." We all want to be accepted and valued by others, yet there is one who loves us more than any person ever could. His love is amazing, powerful, and very personal. If we have Jesus as our best friend, we will have wonderful love, support, comfort, and guidance. We can be confident in the fact that God values us, and we can then share with others that they also have great value in God's eyes.